Well, good afternoon. I want to call the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. The time is 1:02. And can we do roll call, please?
Oh, Madam Chair.
Yes.
It is recording, but it's not live streaming. So I'll get in touch with Skyler and have him upload it to the website after, if that's okay.
Okay. As long as we're following the rules.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Clerk, I can see her trying to connect to the audio. I don't know if you can see that, just so you know.
Yes, I see that. Congresswoman Shaw.
Present.
Congressman Keene.
Present.
Speaker Pratt. Speaker Pratt. Second Speaker Rebard.
Here. I don't know what happened to Brandy yet. So we just don't have speaker, so we have a quorum. We can move on, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you. I also see Congressman Potts. Good afternoon, Congressman Potts. Can you hear us?
I can.
Okay, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, so for this afternoon, Trey, can you render a prayer for us?
Yes, I'd be happy to. Thank you. Please bow your heads. Dear Lord, thank you for all the blessings you bestow upon us. Thank you for this wonderful weather as we change into the new season. Thank you for everything that we have in front of us and everything that you've given us over the past year. Please watch over everything, all the people that we love and all the members of the Osage Nation, the elected officials. Keep us safe throughout the holidays. We ask these things in your son's name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Trey. I appreciate that. Okay, I still see that. Oh, there's Congressman Tillman. Good afternoon, Congressman.
Good afternoon, everyone. Hope everybody's well.
I think we're all good. I appreciate you guys joining in. We're still waiting on, it looks like Congresswoman Lemon is trying to connect to the audio. And I don't see speaker yet, but the next item on our agenda is the approval of minutes, and those were attached to your invite, and they're dated October 27th.
Second speaker, I believe that Speaker Pratt has arrived in the meeting.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay.
Thank you.
Good afternoon, Speaker. We're looking over the minutes dated October 27th.
Good afternoon. All right, thank you.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Congresswoman Shaw.
Motion to approve the minutes of October 27, 2021 as presented.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you. We have now approved the minutes dated October 27, 2021. The next item on our agenda is item number 5. In the packet I sent to the CA committee, we have some payables, we have code publishing, and then we have an invoice to Barrow and Grimm, and I believe that's it on the payables. And so those should be in your packet. The reason, of course, that we have to put them through CA, as you know, is they're over my allowed approval or the amount that my limit, I should say. And I think typically we haven't really had to look at payables for some time, so typically we can make a motion on the invoice number or the name of the vendor, what have you. So I would like to do them individually, though, just to be consistent.
Madam Chair?
Yes, ma'am.
Motion to approve invoice number 71356 for code publishing.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second, this is Brandy.
Okay, thank you. We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Second Speaker. I just wanted to, I had a little trouble getting on, but I wanted to let you guys know I may have to step away. I am currently in the middle of some personal issues, and I may have to step away. And if I do, I'll try to text Caitlin.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, guys.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Motion to approve invoice number 71308 for Code Publishing Company.
Okay, we have a motion. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you.
Yes.
Yes. Somebody say chair. Okay, we have one more payable, I believe, and then we can move on to OFPR.
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Motion to approve statement number 604901 for Barrow and Grimm PC.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you. All right, the next item on our agenda is item number six, which is
Chair, yes. I'm sorry, I thought you were going to say any no's or whatever, but I abstain.
Okay. I'll make note. Thank you, Speaker. The next item on our agenda is the OFPR discussion. From our last meeting, we agreed that we would revisit the current law, which is the Office of Fiscal and Performance Review. And I think we left off with what was agreed upon that I not post the position and that we were going to refamiliarize ourselves with the current law and offer any comments or keep working on it. I also attached the current job description that was approved by the CA committee, I think, back in January. Yeah, back in January of 21. So if you remember, when we approved the job description, we actually added in some of the duties specified in the current law. I think there was a lot of the responsibility was laid out, and I think that was what we focused on the most, because the previous job description didn't really include that, but yet they were responsible for it, and also pieces of the scope of authority. So at this time, I'd like to hear any comments about what we could do, what we'd like to do. I will say that Speaker had mentioned what had happened in the past, which was the process or procedure from the chief audit officer, which was to present a plan to Congress, and in that Congress as a whole would approve the plan through motion, and then they would follow that plan within that fiscal year, and then they would report back to Congress as a body on any findings or whatever program, whatever it was that they were auditing. At this time, I've asked Jordan to go back and look at what those documents look like, and we only have found, we found some, but not all. And so we're kind of in the research of that. I'm finding some years, of course, had a plan and the report, but there was a time frame, as you all know, when we didn't have OFPR. And so we're trying to gather that information, and I'll send it out to everybody to look at, to either introduce you to what had happened or refamiliarize yourselves with how it used to be and what those reports look like. And so if anybody has any comments about OFPR, I would love to hear them at this time. Go ahead, Congresswoman Shaw.
Thank you. You know, after spending some time thinking about this, looking at the law and the job description, on paper, it looks like a really worthy position for Congress to have. I mean, something that should be extremely useful. I've said this before that, you know, because I am somewhat new and haven't seen it work maybe the way it is intended to, it's a little bit difficult for me to make a comment, but based on the law and the job description, I kind of started waffling back to, why don't we try to place someone in this position? I would love to have someone in this position working as the law says it should. So that's my opinion. Thank you.
Thank you, Congresswoman. Any other comments?
Yeah, Chair Ebard.
Yes, go ahead, Congressman Kane.
I just second Congresswoman Shaw's analysis. That's all I wanted to say. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Congressman Tillman or Potts, do you have anything you'd like to add to, since you guys have been, you know, senior Congress members?
I have nothing to add at this time.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Brandy.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Congresswoman.
So, thank you, Madam Chair, and good afternoon, everyone. I'm sorry I didn't say that earlier. You know, after doing my research and really, you know, how was the job description was bolstered and improved. And it's pretty it's very clear to me. It doesn't mean that it always couldn't be added to at different areas. Somebody else looking at it might have a different perspective, and I could absolutely agree with it. Having a background in, you know, somewhat in policy and in job descriptions as in a management position at times, looking at the situation and what type of, you know, responsibilities and what type of work that was needed, I'm really comfortable. I lean more toward the side of, let's go ahead and get somebody put in this position. With what we have and where we're at right now. And so I just pretty much wanted to say that much, and I do appreciate your time. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Congresswoman. Is there anybody else? And I do appreciate your feedback, guys, because what I'm looking for would be I'm looking for you guys, somebody to make a motion to give me, you know, direction as the chair and my responsibility to post jobs. But I'm just looking, if that's what we want to do as a committee, that's fine. I would just need somebody to make a motion so we have it in the minutes that I have the authority to post this position.
Madam Chair, I'll be glad to make that motion.
Okay, thank you.
If nobody else has anything, I don't want to cut anybody off.
A speaker, is there anything you'd like to add?
I was debating back and forth of whether I was going to weigh in. Because I feel like I've, you know, spoken about it several times. I think all that, like Congresswoman Shaw stated, there's all the language is in place. I think there's been, you know, times that we've definitely addressed job description, the law, you know, things like that. And then if you recall back when we were going to hire this last time around, the conversation that was had with the previous personnel was them assisting in developing what that, you know, some of the audit piece would look like. And so I guess we just kind of go there again. But I mean, I agree, it's definitely a worthy and needed position. So I'm definitely for it. And like I said, I feel like I've talked a lot and on it. So I don't want to, you know, beat it in or anything, but that's, I'm good. I'm good with that. We'll just continue to work on what the actual reports will look like.
Okay. Thank you, Speaker. Congresswoman Lemon, then do you want to continue with your motion?
I'd be glad to. I just want to word it correctly. And thank you, Speaker and Second Speaker. So motion to post the OFPR position. Is that sufficient? To direct the chair to post the OFPR position.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay. Yes, thank you guys. I appreciate that. I will get that done. I'll do the, I think it's called a requisition. I'll get that done and get this posted. And I'll just let you guys know and keep you informed as we move forward. Thank you. The next item on our agenda is the inauguration 2022 discussion. And I just want to thank the clerk for bringing this to my attention and in listening to everybody. I feel like, I was educated in that, I guess during a chief's election, that we would work with the executive branch on the planning of the inauguration and just being consistent with previous years. And so I reached out to Kaihika, and he said that he wanted, however we do it here, whomever that is, or however this works, he wants them to work with Jason's on his, in his office. And so in that, I called Jason and asked him if they had budgeted for their, you know, I think that there's a shared budget, shared expenses for this, and they did not, but Jason said that he was going to prepare a budget, and we did a little bit, and I was going to have Jordan just talk about that really quickly about what we did on the legislative side. Jordan, can you do that for us really quick?
Yes, ma'am. Second.
I'm sorry. I think you're on mute, Jordan.
I am. Me and Caitlin are in the same room, and I'm trying to minimize the feedback. Hold on one second. Okay. Yes, I just made sure to, when I was preparing Congress's budget for this fiscal year, to include more in the conferences line. Last year, it was $12,000. And for this year, it's budgeted $20,000. I want to make note that from fiscal year 2017 through fiscal year 2019, Congress actually never spent more than $12,000 out of this line. So $20,000 should be enough to cover whatever the costs on Congress side is for the inauguration, I would think. $5,000 out of our conferences line goes to women in leadership reception. But the remaining $15,000 is just for whatever Congress needs it for. Also, the last inauguration that included the chief selection was, the total amount was for $17,000, and it was split between the chief's office and Congress. That's all the information I have at this time.
Okay, thank you, Jordan. I appreciate that. So, to reiterate, we have $20,000 budgeted in that line item, and $5,000 of that was dedicated to the Women in Leadership event. So we have $15,000, and that doesn't necessarily mean that all has to be for the inauguration, because we may. What other expenses do you think could come out of that conference meeting and special events? Is that for people that, for registration fees?
Madam Chair.
Yes, go ahead, Jordan.
Typically in the past, it's been for food when Congress members are meeting in person. They would buy the receipts and stuff. I saw it was for a lot of food, which the past couple of years, they haven't been doing that, and it's not looking like they're going to be doing that anytime soon either. So, but that's usually the only other expense that comes out of that line.
Second speaker, this is the clerk.
Yes, go ahead, clerk.
I just wanted to note that in the past, when we have traveled and Congress members have traveled, if they've attended an event that had a registration fee, that yes, the registration fees did come out of conferences line item in order to pay that portion of their travel.
Okay, and also, I also thought, clerk, that you had mentioned that sometimes Congress would cap the amount that they would spend towards the inauguration. So it sounds like the most we've spent historically was splitting the $17,000, so that would be like $8,500.
Yes, Chair. This is the clerk again.
Okay.
In the past, there has been a budget that has been set in previous years. Sometimes it's just been a total amount not to exceed. Sometimes it's been a little more detailed than that, but it's really just depended on what the individual members of the committee or those that were set on a subcommittee or something of that nature had laid out, but there was always a cap that was put on by CA.
Okay, committee, would you guys prefer to put a cap on this event? Because I would hate to spend the whole 15 on the inauguration, because I feel like that the executive could budget or submit a budget as well. And then that way we could have shared costs. But I'm okay capping it to say not to exceed 8,500 if you guys are.
Madam Chair, this is Brandy.
Yes, ma'am.
And thank you very much. I appreciate the information that Shannon provided also. And I'm absolutely agreement that capping to not exceed, and I could definitely get behind the 8,500. And if nobody has anything else, then I'll be glad to make the motion.
Chair, this is the clerk.
Yes, go ahead, clerk.
I'm not trying to be difficult in any way, shape, or form, but I just want everyone to keep in mind that there has been a drastic rate of inflation lately, and that the 8,500 is based on an event that occurred 4 years ago. So I just want everyone to keep that in mind. There are a lot of expenses when we plan these. We have a venue that we have to acquire. We have to make decisions on food. We usually have blankets and plaques, and sometimes we've had flowers. Sometimes, we've had outside individuals that have made meat pies. We've had printing costs for invitations and various things that we've used as far as printing goes. We've also had a guest speaker that we've in the past. There have been some that have come at no charge. There's been others that have received an honorarium. We have singers. So just keep in mind that there is a rate of inflation that needs to be thought about as you make this motion. We can work with whatever is decided, but just keep that in mind.
Okay, thank you, clerk. I appreciate that. Committee, do you guys have any thoughts about the amount?
Madam Chair.
Yes, ma'am.
Considering the fact that it was 4 years ago, it makes sense to me to raise that cap a tad and still live within our means. So I don't know how everyone would feel about a $10,000 cap.
I would agree with that. And it says not to exceed, so it doesn't mean that we would, maybe we just end up spending $8,500. So I'm okay with that.
Madam Chair, this is Brandy.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I don't know why I thought someone said $7,500 is what we spent last time. And so then I thought the $8,500 would be sufficient with the information and thoughts that our clerk brought in. So that's why I jumped behind the $8,500. But I didn't hear right, so I apologize. I don't have a problem with the $10,000 either, because like you said, not to exceed.
Okay, I'll entertain a motion then.
I'll be happy to make a motion for you guys, for us. Motion to, can we just talk about it a moment, second speaker, about the motion?
Yeah, I think we would say we'd entertain a motion. Yes, we could entertain a motion to earmark $10,000, not $10,000, and not to exceed out of our FY22 conferences, meetings, and special events line item?
For the purpose of the upcoming 2022 inauguration?
Yes.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
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 Okay, thank you, committee. Also, and so here brings on the next question that I have. With the inauguration, I don't mind, you know, a second speaker working with the executive on this and presenting everything through CA. So now that we say 10,000, then we could get a budget together. So it's very transparent in our spending and what have you. But I was wondering if anybody else would like to help with this, and not necessarily the CA committee, so we don't have to keep having meetings. But we mentioned a subcommittee. Would you guys be open to that?
I think that's the best way to go, honestly. Sorry, I wasn't recognized. I apologize.
Okay, no, that's okay. This is new to me, so I was just wondering, if you guys would entertain that, and then the subcommittee could report to CA. I don't know, Trey, do you have, I don't know how that
works. Yeah, work. I was just getting ready to speak up. So if you create a subcommittee, they still have to have meetings. So if you're trying to get away from the meeting, you want to just designate one or two people to work with the executive to create, you know, the inauguration plans and come up with the budget for each branch of government. If you create a subcommittee, then you're looking at a committee of at least three people. They have to publish notice, have public meetings, just like we're doing here. So you don't really get around that requirement if you have a subcommittee.
Okay. I don't mind having public meetings or a subcommittee. I don't think it was, I guess what I'm saying is I didn't want to have a CA meeting just to discuss the inauguration.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Congresswoman Shaw.
Are you wanting, because, you know, sometimes the more folks you get involved in planning events, sometimes it gets a little bit more tedious, I suppose. So are you wanting the one or two people, or are you wanting three or more people?
I guess that if the committee's okay with one or two people, that would be fine. Yes, sir. Go ahead, Trey.
I would suggest that the committee at least discuss the type of inauguration you intend to have. We've had several different venues, and it's gone all the way from having it, you know, in the old Minerals Council / Congressional Chambers at a fairly low expense to, you know, having them at the casinos. And so I think whether you go with the committee or, you know, designating a couple people to plan this inauguration, you should at least discuss it among yourselves in this committee so that they have some guidance as to how to proceed. So, you know, are you planning on having an event with food as we've done at the Sky 2 Casino and Park City Casinos in the past? Or are you planning on having a smaller affair somewhere else at the museum? And that's just me throwing something out there. It doesn't mean that it's actually a viable option. But I think it would be beneficial so that you don't have, you know, this either two people or a committee of three making decisions, and, you know, this committee find out maybe it's too late to change, and they've made decisions that you don't agree with. So.
Okay. And that's kind of where I was going to, because I don't know how they've done this in the past. What if...
Chair, this is the clerk.
What if we let the clerk speak? Go Second, clerk.
Like Trey said, we've had numerous different ways that it's happened in the past, but something that I have noticed since I've been here that always seems to be always seems to weigh in the closer we get to inauguration is who is actually on that committee, if you set a committee, or who is actually doing the majority of the planning, because depending on the individual, if they are running or in the process of campaigning, sometimes it gets difficult for them to be as involved as they might want to be or might intend on being initially. So that needs to be thought about as well. And another thing to keep in mind, as Trey said, is that there have been times that we've had it here in town, we've had it at Skytook and Ponca City. Tulsa Casino is available at this point in time as well. So that's a big juggling factor. But this isn't just a chief's inauguration as well as a congressional inauguration. Generally, we have the judicial branch is involved because they have judges their terms are being renewed. And we the last chief's election that we had, we actually had the Minerals Council participate. There were some times that the Minerals Council chose not to participate, but this last one they did. So there's a lot of things to juggle. And we have had subcommittees in the past, but we have had times as well where the committee, the CA committee, put it all on the chair and the staff, and then they reported bimonthly or monthly to the CA committee what was happening. There has been a time where there were two or three people, there were a couple of people that were on a committee that was organized by the executive branch, and they were given the congressional budget and they met with the executive branch and they just put it together and pulled it off, and there was minimal discussion in CA. So it all depends on how this committee chooses to, how much they want to be informed and how much they want to be involved and how they want to proceed.
Okay, thank you, Clerk. That's really good information. Because I was thinking, I think Trey, you made a good point too about the venue and what have you. What if I don't mind working with the vice chair, with Congresswoman Shaw, and coming up with an inauguration plan that included the budget and different options for a venue to see what's available. And Clerk's right, the Tulsa Casino I know is available, but I don't know that the chief of staff or the Minerals may say no, we want it somewhere else. I know our new casinos will not be available, they won't be ready at that time. So is that something the committee would be okay with, is if we put together a plan and then we maybe meet again and then we get the plan approved and then we can just move on after we've got the money? So it sounds like we've got the money approved with the $10,000, and then we just start updating on where we've spent it or what we're doing. I don't know.
Chair.
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead, Congresswoman Shaw.
I think that sounds fine, unless anyone has any strong opinions right now, one way or the other, but I think that would be a good place to start. I'm assuming we have plenty of time to do that. But I'm curious from the clerk. She's seen several different ways that it's been handled. So which, Ms. Shanna, which one was the smoothest and the best, and what would you suggest?
Chair, this is the clerk.
Yes, ma'am.
I have seen it be smooth in just about every aspect. There are times that you get too many hands in the pot and it becomes a little bit chaotic. But all in all, when the day arrives, everything seems to be fine. Regardless whether it's been at SkyTook, Ponca City, at the Congressional Chambers on the Hill, or Minerals Council Chambers on the Hill, we've always managed to make the actual event come off pretty much without a hitch. There are always hiccups in a big event like that, but we've always managed them. The hardest part has been getting back to Congressional Chambers to be able to do our election of officers. By law, we can either do it that day or we have 3 days in order to elect our officers and committees without having to post the special session with a 10-day notice and everything like that. So in the past, it's always been, let's do it on the day of inauguration, and we've always ran back to the chambers here in Pawhuska and done that. Second speaker and I have talked, and we've determined, we think, regardless of the venue, we could potentially hold that special session wherever we are with all the technology that we have now, and the abilities and capabilities that we have. We should be able to hold that and live stream it without having to rush back to Pawhuska for that meeting. It's just going to take a little bit more coordination on the staff's part to make sure that we have everything we need, but that shouldn't be an issue. But as far as what works the smoothest, it's just we make it work regardless. So it's really just up to you guys.
Madam Chair.
Thank you, Clerk. Yes, go ahead, Trey.
I would say stick with what you're proposing, that you and the vice chair collaborate with the executive and report back to the committee regularly. And, you know, of course, the committee can always speak up if something seems unacceptable to them. But I mean, it's just natural. The less people you have making the decision, the easier and more smoothly it's going to run.
Chair.
Hey, thank you. Yes. Is that you, Speaker?
It is. Yes, thank you.
Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, Speaker.
I agree. I'm good with that you and Congresswoman Shaw, Vice Chair, get us at, you know, a starting and show us what you got, and, you know, so let's look at the budget, and then we can just start tweaking it from there. If it needs to be. If not, then, I mean, I have faith that you guys will make a good plan. So I'm good with that.
Okay, thank you, Speaker. And I just wanted to let you guys know the reason that I put it on this agenda in November was because of the venue. And the clerk was like, we need to pick a venue in case. We just want to make sure they're available. So I just wanted to make that clear. But Do we need a motion for that?
I don't believe you need a motion at this time, unless somebody on the committee is going to require it. They always have the option to object later if they choose to do so, but I don't think a motion is necessary at this moment.
Okay, thank you, Trey. All right, well, I look forward to working with the vice chair, and we most certainly will also work with our clerk and Jordan, and we'll get with everyone, and we'll create a plan and present it. So thank you, committee. The next item on our agenda is the Christmas parade discussion, and I just wanted to have the clerk kind of update us on where we are and what we're going to. She kind of created a little spreadsheet, which I love, and some information that she'd like to share at this time. So, clerk, I'm going to hand this item over to you.
Well, thank you, I guess. I sent out an email to everyone on Congress and the congressional staff just stating when the Christmas parades for the various communities were going to be held. And of course, we have some that overlap. Pawhuska and Fairfax are both on December 4th, and Hominy and Skytook are on December 11th. Per the second speaker's request, I requested that all the members let me know if they plan on participating, and if so, which parade or parades they would like to participate in. And at this time, we have three individuals that have committed to the Pawhuska Parade, one to Fairfax and two to Hominy. I have spoke with Roaming the Osage about utilizing their Sprinter van that has the retractable roof, and they're willing to donate that at no charge to be utilized for the Pawhuska Parade. And I contacted them and asked them if they would be willing to go to the Hominy Parade on the 11th, and they said that they would, but that they would have to charge for that because they're taking it out of town. So the charge that they quoted was $400, and that would be to pay for their driver and the fuel and the cleaning fee and everything to take it to Hominy for the parade. They could pick up individuals that live here in Pawhuska and drive them to Hominy, and then those that may be coming from a different direction could meet them there for the lineup. And if Congress chooses to utilize Roaming the Osage for the Hominy Parade, we would need a motion to do so. But at this time, I do not have a vehicle for the Fairfax Parade, which is held on December 4th at the same time as the Pawhuska Parade. And like I said, we have one individual that's interested in attending that parade. So that's pretty much where we stand at this time.
Okay, thank you, clerk.
Chair.
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, so I am trying to, hold on, I'm literally trying to be reminded. Oh, I'm sorry. So, sorry, I sound crazy. Hold on. Okay, so what I'm thinking is I want to keep talking, but I'm also trying to think. And okay, Fairfax and Hominy. All right. So what I was wanting to, you know, what I can recall is Fairfax and Pawhuska are at the same time, and then Hominy and Skytook are at the same time. Right. So I don't, and I apologize to you and the clerk for, I did see the email and I've been having multiple conversations around it, but I did not respond to where, to what my plans are. So clerk, if you'll pencil me down for Fairfax. Oh, okay. For Fairfax and Hominy. And all right, I just got
confirmation. Well, kind of. Wow, I sound crazy. Fairfax and Hominy, I want to build a float. Okay, that's what I'm trying to say. And so I've asked about a truck and trailer, and what I'm trying to confirm right now is that the usage of the truck and trailer are both available. So I want to build the float, and so once we build the float, we could do, once you all help me build the float, just kidding, then we can build it and have it for Fairfax, and then also have it for Hominy. So that's the plan. That's my plan.
Okay. So, Speaker, then if you say, if you get that confirmed, then we wouldn't need the vehicle then from roaming the Osage for Hominy.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so yeah, I'm about to confirm that for sure. I know for certain it's good for Fairfax. Yeah, so we won't need a vehicle, and we'll just have the float for those. And that's what I'm choosing. Anyways, I'm just saying that's what my plans are. And so if somebody wanted to do, so that covers what? That covers Pawhuska, Hominy, and Fairfax, right? So I think Sky 2 was in the mix. So if somebody wanted to do something for Sky 2, then we'd have to plan beyond that. If somebody'd have to find their own, have a different vehicle if anyone wants to participate in Sky 2.
Yes, at this time, the clerk or no one has showed any interest in Sky 2 as of today.
Okay, yeah. And, I'm choosing the smaller ones because, you know, they could use the help and participation. Pawhuska has a nice big parade, and as does Sky 2. They're both always very nice, but just trying to. That's why I want to build the float, too, to make it, you know, just in their participation festivities. All right, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Okay, well, we appreciate that. Clerk, you feel good with that? And, of course, we'll purchase whatever we need, like candy and what have you, and get that. We'll have that ready. And then the clerk's been filling out the forms, the ones that require a form. And so I guess the clerk could update us as we move along just via email. Is that okay? The only reason we put it up in this committee was in case we needed to approve any expenses for the roaming Osage and what have you. So, okay, well, just quick before our next final item of adjournment is that we have the Christmas message that's going to be out. The deadline's the 22nd, so I'm going to be sending that to Osage News, and it'll be the same message that we did last year. And then I think the next week we'll do our congressional photo at the Civic Center. The clerk has put that on a calendar invite. And so I feel like that's all that we have. So the next item is adjournment.
Madam Chair, this is Brandy.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to express my heartfelt gratitude for your willingness to, and everybody else's willingness to, reschedule the congressional portrait due to the family emergency that I'm currently dealing with. It really took a lot of stress off of me, and I greatly appreciate it so very much. And I do apologize that we won't have a picture to go with our Christmas message, but I just wanted to let you guys know that I do appreciate it greatly. And motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Hey, thank you, committee. I appreciate you guys, and we'll be visiting soon. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Caitlin, is that